Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, saints. Thank you for tuning in tonight at Blog Talk Radio, Apostolic Outreach Ministry. On behalf of the apostle and myself, we are wishing you a blessed and prosperous evening and a prosperous week. We pray that you have had a blessed week, and you will continually be blessed throughout this week. And tonight we are going to go back into the word concerning forgiveness. Amen. The devil tried to come against the service, but God has provided another time set to bring forth the word. Amen. It doesn't matter when you bring it, as long as you are obedient to the word of God and to the calling of God on our lives. Amen. So right now, with no further delay, I'm going to turn you over into the hands of the apostle, the man of God tonight. Apostle Lionel Bonner, how you doing tonight?
Bless.
Oh, praise the Lord. I am glad you are here tonight and going to bring us a word from the Lord. I'm excited.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Receive the man of God, Apostle Lionel Bonner.
May God bless you. May God keep you. We just want to appreciate you for listening to this broadcast. And God have a word for us tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And God is talking to us, but we need to listen closely. Amen.
Amen.
We need to pay attention to God so he can speak to our heart and our spirit. Because our spirit man needs to be open up to his voice.
Yes.
The Bible says, my sheep know my voice and the strangers can't follow. And Jesus wants us to follow him every day of our life.
Amen.
There is a word from the Lord tonight.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. I love the Lord with all my heart. He did love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your
friend.
And I love him. And before I get on this broadcast and before I preach the word, or speak, I'm led by the Holy Ghost. The Bible says you led by the Holy Ghost, the Son of God. But anyway, Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you now, God, look on up us. Podcast people who listen tonight, Lord, listen. We ask you right now, God, today or yesterday or day before yesterday. But you need to go to them and ask them to forgive them. Amen?
Amen.
We need to learn how to go to our sisters and brothers and ask them to forgive them for what I have done to you. Maybe you might talk about them. Maybe you might criticize them. Maybe you might tell them the best. Maybe you did something wrong to them. But you got to forgive them. Mm-hmm. So you can be clean with the Lord.
Yes.
How can, listen, how can you go to the altar and you got that in you?
Mm-hmm.
You got an altar against your brother. How can God not teach you that?
Mm-hmm.
God's not satisfied with that. And I'm talking out of my mouth because he's going to open my mouth for your spirit movement.
Yes.
So it's not me talking, it's God talking to us out of spirit man.
Yes.
But we got to realize that we got to forgive one another.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
For their trespass. We realize that we go on with life and we got stuff held on us.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? What it is? It's the devil.
Mm-hmm.
The devil want to hold on to us so we can miss God.
Yes.
But tonight, I'm going to tell you like it is. God said we got to forgive one another. He said, forget the devil. See, the devil didn't make you. I made you, daughter. I made you, son. I made you, people.
Mm-hmm.
I made you from the dust and breathing your nostrils. The devil did not do it.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to obey God.
We
got to obey commandments. Forgive one another as I have forgiven you. We got to do that, saints. We got to do that, people. We got to do that, man, or woman of God. We got to do that so we can see heaven. The Bible says, let your heart be troubled. Man, the man coming, don't want to see their mansion. But we got to walk this walk and talk the talk.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, it won't be, it obeys, it's better than sacrifice.
We got to obey
this word. The Bible says, it's the whole world,
mm-hmm.
not half of the road. It's the whole world to Genesis to Revelation.
Yes.
You can't eat half of the bowl and not forgive. You just forgive one another.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you get on your knees and you pray to God can't forgive. Look, if you can't forgive one another, how God going to forgive you? It's best you stay off your knees. It's best to stay off of your knees because when you pray, your prayer is hindered.
Amen.
It's about not the sinner. But you got to learn how to forgive.
That's right. Amen.
God said, I'll favor and just forgive you of your sin. Mm-hmm. But you got to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And God, he's tired of playing with us. God's not going to play toy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not going to play toy. Because I got to get this out of my hands.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell what God told us to say to you, so that you get this out of my hands, so you will learn how to forgive, so you can see heaven. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 4:32.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just want you to read with me from the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And everything I'm going to say is going to come from the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, every man have a head, let him hear what the Spirit says in church. He said, and be you kind one to another. Tenderhearted. Forgive one of even and God for Christ has forgiven you. Ooh, look at that. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
God forgive you for Christ.
Mm-hmm. For Christ.
For Christ's sake.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, pick up your cross and follow him and deny yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. So you got to deny yourself. You got to forget about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And deny yourself and put on Christ's life. Mm-hmm. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. You got to put on, you got to act like Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You got to walk like Jesus. You got to talk like Jesus.
Yes.
You got to be kind to one another. He said.
Hallelujah.
You got to love one another. God said, love one another as I have loved you. He died on the cross.
Yes.
To the next three, he said, forgive them what they do.
Mm-hmm.
When they whooped him and hanged him up, he was on the cross. He somebody that hurt, but you can forgive them about what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So what you got to do? You got to forgive them.
Yes.
What they do to you.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. They just whooped God and they did God wrong and hung him on the cross. Well, they're going to persecute you. They're going to persecute you.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to talk about you. They're going to criticize you.
He hates us because he's jealous of us. The Bible said he walks to and fro seeking whom he can destroy. And he can destroy those that have an unforgiving heart, those that have sin, that unrepented sin, those that keep walking and never turn back their brother and sister for forgiveness. Never coming. We've always gone to the altar and wonder why our prayers are held up, because we got hate in our heart. We got malice in our heart toward our brothers and sisters. And some things God is saying right now in the Holy Ghost, amen, it's things that you need to forgive yourself for, things that happened that you could not, you could not do nothing about it. God said right now, if you'll repent and begin to ask him to forgive you of your sins, that you will feel fresh and a new anointing, a new spirit within you, come alive within you. God is trying to take you to your next level, to your next destination, to your purpose in him, your high calling in him. How God is loosening the shackles and the chains in your life right now of unforgiveness. If you look to the hills, which comes to all your help, and all your help comes from the Lord. If you will decree and declare the promises of God over your life, you'll see the chains falling. I hear the chains falling off now in the name of Jesus. I want to hear your testimony. I'm going to turn you back into the hands of the apostle. I decree and declare that God is doing a new thing in your life. If you'll just believe, turn and repent and ask for forgiveness.
Amen. Amen. I just wanna thank God for that talk from Proverbs. It is a blessing from God, and I was listening also that God, he's not playing anymore. We live in the last days, and we got to have the power of God in our life so we can rebuke the devil through the word.
Mm-hmm.
The word is going to help us if we just study the word, to study I self approved, to buy the word of truth. And if we obey that word, God will move in your life like never before. If you put this word in your spirit tonight by forgiveness, watch your life on change, God said. Your life on change. And you're going to do better in your ministry, and the power of God is going to be on you like never before. Now, God looks for some real people to use. And I heard God say he's looking for some faithful people.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking for some faithful people to do whatever it says so he can use you.
Mm-hmm.
God ain't going to put his power on you if you don't obey his word.
Mm-hmm.
The power comes from God. And God won't even read the word.
Mm-hmm.
So he can put the power to show the manifestation in your life.
Yeah.
And when people ask you how you got that power, say God has done that for me because he can let my life shine before man, so he can see the good works of God.
Yes.
And if we don't have forgiveness, how can we do the work of God? We got to learn how to love one another and get along with one another and be kind to one another, he said.
My God.
Charity starts at home.
Love, you really got to
practice forgiveness, but you got to just say forgive. You got to have it in your spirit.
Amen.
You got to have, show me one bond with forgiveness. But this word is living. It's power and cracking. It's a two-edged sword. And the word is not playing. Just believe in the word. Have faith like a grain of mustard seed. Don't doubt God. Just walk in his presence. Walk in his ways. Walk in his spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
See, go and forgiveness and walk in the spirit.
Amen.
The Bible says go to them in meekness and humble and forgive them.
No, they're not spiritual.
They are led by the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
We talked this last time. We need to be careful who we hear. Because the devil will fool you, play like it's God, and ain't been God.
Mm.
But let me tell you, God is really real. If you be in a quiet place and talk to God, and he talk to you,
yeah.
Then you got a relationship with him. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, we just want to thank the broadcast and people who listen to the broadcast and to tonight. And we just want to love you. We just want to put God's feet on you so he can just press his spirit inside. You know,
God bless you, man. God, no, I'm just.
And you know, I'm hearing God's voice, and He just said, "We can submit it all."
Amen.
We need to submit all. He just said that we need to submit all our heart and all our mind to get our step to Him tonight. We need to pay attention to God only.
Yes.
The Word of God. Spend some time in the Word so God can speak to you. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you now, God, if anybody don't have a forgiving heart, forgive heart in them, Lord. God, touch them right now, Lord. We ask you now in Jesus' name, God, to look upon them, Lord, to bless them and bless their pocketbooks, Lord. Bless their finances. Bless their spirit, God. Bless their ears. God, give them the spirit of fear, Lord. Give them the spirit of discernment, Lord, so they can see it and hear your voice, Lord. Because God said, I am knocking at the door. I heard that in the spirit.
Amen.
I am knocking at somebody's door.
Amen.
I'm knocking. Let me in. Let me suffer. Let me reign with you. Let me give you rest. Oh, God said, I give you rest. I'm going to give you peace. Every time I say, I call you my friend. That's awesome. God want to be your friend.
Amen.
God want to give you peace in your mind, in your finance. He want to bless you. He want to deliver you. He want to set you free. Oh, God, thank you.
Thank you, God.
We just want to thank you, Lord. God, we just want to thank you for listening tonight, Lord.
Thank you.
We praise you, Lord, for this. And God, we just want to thank you for the word. Thank you, Lord. And may we pray this prayer. God bless you, and may God keep you.
Amen.